All right, on this Thursday morning, as we continue our coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference, we are joined by Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn, good morning. Thanks
good morning.
For being with us.
How are you today?
Doing well. We talked a year ago
when
you were candidate for Secretary of State. And I remember,
here we are.
I remember the passion that you had for the office. And a lot of people run for the office and serve in the office because they have good administrative skills or it's something they think they'd like to do politically. You really believe in the Secretary of State's office, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we interface with more citizens than any other office in the state. And if we can do that well, I think that can affect how citizens view all of state government.
Efficiency is the name of the game, isn't
it? Yeah, I pride myself in being an efficient person. I've got 15 interviews today in a short 4-hour window. So yeah, I like efficiency. I like getting things done. I like working hard to meet goals. And so that's why I set this ambitious goal of saying we want to get everyone in and out of branch offices in 30 minutes or less.
And in fact, to that end, you are also expanding the ability to set up appointments.
Right. I just visited all of our branch offices all across the state, and what I saw.
Hang on a second, because I don't want to gloss over that. This jumped out off the page at me from the press release. As I visited our 131 branch offices during my first 100 days in office.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. There were days where I would visit 10 offices in a day and, spend a good 20, 30 minutes at each just learning. I wanted to meet every single staff person. I wanted to understand the unique needs of our customers. I will say in Port Huron and throughout the Thumb, there were a lot of great offices, a lot of, saw some, great service providers throughout, in Bad Axe and other parts of that part of the state. So it was great to see. But we need to ensure that everywhere throughout the state, people are getting the same level of service, and that's a top priority of my administration.
Right. So, what did you learn in that whirlwind tour, and what did you bring back from that you want to
change? The needs of each community are different. What customers need in Traverse City is different than what customers need in Monroe. And yet we've been kind of having a one-size-fits-all approach that's not been effective and basically means in some parts of the state you can get in and out in 30 minutes or less. In fact, our average statewide wait time is about 28 minutes. But we know that that's 5 or 6 times longer in certain parts of Metro Detroit. And so looking at why that is and how we can expand service options in our heaviest traffic areas is a big important part of what we're doing. And making appointments available at every office is one of the first steps we're taking to get to a better statewide service provider.
That's a service that has been available at some offices,
yes,
but now that's expanding.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, we're expanding that over the next few months to ensure by Labor Day every branch office will have that ability. And that basically means that no matter where you are in the state, you can go online to michigan.gov/SOS appointments and simply click the date that you want to come in, and it'll tell you which offices are available at those times. We've also just revamped our website so things are more clear to find, and so we're going to be continuing to modernize how we communicate with our citizens and deliver services in the months ahead.
Communication is key. I feel like a lot of customers don't know about the services that are
available. Absolutely, which is another thing I saw. And a lot of times people don't want to make an appointment. They want to just walk in ahead of time. And so we want to make sure everyone has access to good services.
What else is on the horizon for the Secretary of State's office?
Well, we've got a big presidential election coming next year. And as the Chief Election Officer, it's important to me that all these new changes that were enacted into law last year are implemented effectively. So whether it's allowing people to register to vote up till and on election day or automatically be registered when they come to our offices, we're working with our team to make sure everything is implemented effectively with an eye towards best practices and learning from other states that have done this already.
We talked yesterday with the Attorney General. We talked about transparency. That's a big thing with her and you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the Center for Public Integrity has consistently ranked Michigan last among all states for our transparency and ethics laws. We're one of 2 states that don't require our legislators to disclose their personal finances, which means if they vote on something that they benefit from financially, they never have to disclose it. And that's wrong. So we're trying to change that and make sure that we're a state that's in line with every other state in the country and being transparent and ethical.
If you could tell people in Michigan one thing about the Secretary of State's office and the branch offices, what do you want them to know?
Make an appointment ahead of time. If you want to come in and make sure, and that's how you'll ensure you get in and out in 30 minutes. Michigan.gov/SOS appointments.
Jocelyn, thanks for being here. Appreciate
Thank
it very
you.
Much.
Thanks for having
Michigan
me.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson with us on WPHM. Back with more in just a moment from the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island.